Hello, welcome everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Kroll and Moring's Government Contracts Cost and Pricing podcast. It all adds up. I'm Erin Rankin, and I'm here with my partner, Nicole Avren-Wiest. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Erin.
Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
We are the co-hosts of this podcast. If some of you may recall, there was episode one of this podcast many years ago, before I even joined the firm, and we've decided it was a good time to reignite episode two.
Yeah, thanks for the kick there. Appreciate it.
So, Nicole, why don't you tell our audience what we're planning to do for this podcast?
I'm actually really excited about the reboot of the podcast, Erin. Cost and pricing is a topic that is critical. It's at the forefront, the lifeblood of federal procurement and other federal funding instruments, frankly. And often when we talk to other people about this aspect of our practice, which is substantial, what do you do? Well, one of the areas in which we specialize is cost and pricing. Eyes glaze over. Eyes roll, or there's a reaction, oh, that's boring, and people want to tune out. So, what I'm hoping that we can accomplish with the podcast is talk about the basics. What do we mean by cost and pricing? What are those unique rules, the special, non-intuitive, complex aspects of the cost and pricing regime for government, for industry, other recipients of federal funds? In a way that's easy to digest, easy to understand. We talk about timely topics of interest, new cases, new developments, have a range of guest speakers from across practices and other folks that we do work with in the area of cost and pricing, which again, as we'll talk about as we get into this, is quite substantial. So that's what I'm hoping to accomplish. What about you, Erin?
Yeah, thanks, Nicole. I mean, it's funny you mentioned people at best shying away from cost and pricing. I mean, I was at a government contracts conference a week or two ago, and one of the panelists made a joke about CAS and how boring CAS was. And I just thought that was pretty funny because I live and breathe it every day. And I always enjoyed the cost and pricing issues that come to us. I mean, I'm a legal nerd at heart, and it feels like the pure practice of law. You're looking at the regulation. CAS is a series of regulations, FAR 31, FAR Part 15. What does the regulation say? What does it mean? How have courts interpreted it?
What does the statute say?
What does the statute say? Yes, these are all implemented by statutes in the first instance. Good point. And you know, how do we apply it in the context of the facts that we have before us, which are often very complicated and certainly more complicated than what the regulation or the statute contemplated, or different than what other cases have said. So I really enjoy this area. Clearly, I've been doing it for a while, and I hope to garner interest in others as well.
Yeah, I think that's spot on, Erin. I share a lot of those views. The other piece of it for me, in terms of the cost and pricing issues that we deal with on a daily basis, it is different every day. There are nuances because the issues arise in the context of the procurement, the pricing action, the funding agreement, whether it's a grant, a CRADA, an OTA, other transaction authority. And again, it permeates sort of every aspect of the life cycle of a procurement or another funding agreement. Starting with pre-solicitation, you have government and contractors thinking about what are the government's needs? What do they need to buy? What do they need to procure? What do they want to invest in? How are they going to accomplish that? And what is it going to cost as the buyer? What is it going to cost the government to accomplish this need? Does it exist in the marketplace? How do we start thinking about a should cost or market pricing? What's the availability in the market pricing? To now we have a solicitation on the street. So for the bid protest lawyers and the folks that are involved in bid protest, there are cost and pricing issues. You certainly need to understand how not only how cost and pricing is going to be evaluated in the context of the procurement, but what does the proposal articulate from a cost and pricing perspective? Do you understand how the costs are presented, if cost data are presented? How is the price presented? What does it cover? From now you're awarded the contract, and from a contractor's perspective, they want to negotiate a fair and reasonable price. So if it's a sole source, non-competitive procurement, you know, what's a fair and reasonable price to both parties? And there are non-intuitive, unique rules around that. And it's going to be different. Again, all the facts of each case and the questions that we get are of a theme, but they're always different. Now you're in performance issues. They want to keep what they've been getting paid if you're the contractor, and the government wants to assure that it's paying what the contractor is entitled to be paid. And then we have post-performance, right, contract completion issues, contract closeout issues. So the cost and pricing issues that we deal with on a daily basis are varied. It's always interesting, never precisely the same issue twice. And all of the tangential areas that we can get into, you know, defective pricing, compliance with TINA. Again, the facts and circumstances are going to change and the issues will change. And I find that mentally stimulating, invigorating. I'm a very curious person. And so I love getting into the curiosities of it all.
Yeah. And some of the issues we deal with affect our clients, a number of our clients' contracts, right? Not right. Just one contract, but if we're talking about, for example, a cost accounting practice that they have established and disclosed to the government, that's going to apply to all of their CAS covered contracts. And so if there's an issue with that practice, it can have a pretty meaningful impact to the contractor. So it's been really great to work with you, and I'm glad we have decided to reignite this podcast. Before we conclude this second inaugural episode, I guess, I wanted to spend just a couple of minutes to talk about the next few episodes to give a little preview of what we're going to be speaking about. So the next episode, we're going to set forth really the fundamentals of the pricing rules. What is the purpose of the rules? And you've touched on it a little bit today, but we'll get a little bit more granular with FAR Part 15, talk about the pricing rules. And then in the next episode, we'll get into a topic that's of interest to a lot of folks, which is the Truthful Cost or Pricing Data Statute, otherwise known as TINA, or formerly known as TINA, I guess, the Truth in Negotiations Act.
Which I think is the more appropriate way to talk about those issues.
Agreed completely. Also rolls off the tongue much more easily.
Yes, it does.
And so we'll spend a couple of episodes actually talking about TINA because it is a pretty complex and important issue. And then we'll get into some of the cost rules, cost allowability in particular. So really looking forward to working with you on this podcast, Nicole.
You too, Erin.
Thank you. I hope you all stay tuned.
This episode of It All Adds Up is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. To learn more about this series, visit kroll.com/podcasts.